Did somebody say we need to talk about mortgages on this program?
Yeah, it seems like a reasonable thing to
do. I just think that's going down the wrong road for Radio Free X-Men, sponsored by X-Men Mortgage Company, to talk about mortgages. I can't imagine that direction makes any sense to listeners or to... How about you, Bob? You're the president of X-Men Mortgage. Should we talk about mortgages?
By all means.
That is this giant chicken impersonation.
Now, why don't
He's
we talk about...
a yellow shirt.
Children. Why don't we talk about a very basic aspect of mortgage, and that is proving income or not proving. To prove or not to prove income, uh-huh. Because a lot of you clowns out there, I include myself in said clowndom, make income but can't necessarily prove it.
You know, we can understand you better if you didn't have that giant red thing on top of your nose.
Ooh-ee, ooh-ee, ooh-ee.
Exactly.
And the scary thing is those giant shoes are actually the right size.
Hey, a freak show.
Yes. But I'm sad on the inside.
So much for our effort to talk about mortgages. It's amazing
no.
how quickly it deteriorates.
No, let's bring this back to what I was talking about. And that is proving income versus not proving income. Mm-hmm. As you know, when you go get a mortgage, generally speaking, you're expected to prove some kind of income. You have to have a job. You have to show money going into a bank account, but if your credit score is such, you don't necessarily have to prove income. We call those loans stated income loans. And generally speaking, stated income loans are going to have a little bit higher interest rate associated with them. And sometimes the underwriting on them might be a little bit more stringent. But by and large, if you're willing to take a little bit higher rate with a stated income loan, they're far faster and they're far easier to do.
You've gone off into something that seems almost complicated. I'm reminded of a story once when Daryl Royal, the immortal. Do we have angelic music?
Now we do.
Anyway, the companies, anytime you say the word Daryl Royal, anyway, so Daryl Royal goes into the locker room after the Longhorns managed to lose a game to somebody they really should have beaten, a tied up goat. And he says, "Boys, evidently everything that I've learned you about football has gone in one ear and out the other. So we're going to start over at the beginning. Boys," holding up a football, he says, "this here's a football." Some offensive lineman in the back raised his hand and said, "Coach, you're going too fast." So, you've broken it into the word loan. What in the world are you talking about when you say loan?
Loan?
Yes.
Okay, I want to... all right, very good, children. Sit down. I want to buy a house. Okay, I don't have any money, or maybe I have just a little tiny bit of money. I must borrow the money from a bank. This is pretty basic stuff, guys.
There you go.
Okay, that is a loan. Or, when it's with property, it's a mortgage.
Yay.
Aha.
Okay. Now
we're really
we've
making some progress.
Yes. Now we've almost leveled out the ground and we can start building the foundation.
In order to get a loan from the bank has to have lots, lots, and lots of money.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas.
Sing along, everybody.
I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge.
I've got lots of lovely lira.
Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer. And my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge.
Everybody.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money.
There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash.
Une fois encore.
There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money.
Nothing key change like coming by surprise.
Cash.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around.
You can keep your
Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money makes the world go round.
Money.
Never forget how important it is that the bank have money in order for you to get a loan to buy a house.
Well, and that's why we're here.
Now, let's back up one step from the money song, and that is you don't necessarily have to go to the bank.
Well, it was just a total universal expression.
Yes, I know. But you see, this is something that everybody seems to get tripped up on. Especially now that you have the giant big box bank company saying, "Hey, come to us for a house loan."
In fact, that I understand, though I've never done it myself, is a very, very bad idea.
It is indeed, because that's where X-Man Mortgage comes in.
Yes, we're going to tell you why.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why. If he would quit telling you that, I'm going to tell you why. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
No. Oh, yes. Why?
No, that's where X-Man Mortgage comes in, because what we can do is we have access to all kinds of many multitudinous different banks.
Yes.
So, and different banks have different programs. And let's face it, your credit is like a fingerprint. Everyone's is different. What they've done in their past is different. Not necessarily sorted, but different. And...
That's okay. I'll edit this part
out. Edit that part out, yeah.
No problem.
So I was going to hurt you otherwise.
Just keep talking.
I don't like the clown part earlier, by the way.
Well, that may or may not make it in the final cut. That's up to me.
What did I say about clowns?
You clowns out there.
Oh, you clowns. Oh, yeah, let's not.
I don't like that.
I take that back. You're not really clowns.
Okay. Back to the financial matter.
And the whole, what is a loan? That was a dumbass question.
Well, okay. I'm just thinking of our audience here.
I'm not even going to go there. Well,
in that case, maybe I ought to say, wake up!
Yeah. I don't think either one of our listeners is going to be too terribly offended by that.
For those of you with a foot caught in a bedpan, well...
Oh, man!
You can always tell because it's a clank, clank, clank.
Oh, shit, no, here he comes.
Clank, clank, slosh, squish. Clank, slosh, squish.
Yes, we've made the girl go, ooh. Okay, that was my little... Yes, my little boy routine has now been fulfilled.
Oh, good.
So, right, we were talking about the loan.
Yeah, it's really important to at least consider the options of a mortgage company like Ixman Mortgage, because we have access to many different lenders and indeed many different banks, and each bank has different lending programs, and everybody and everybody's credit is different, okay? And what's going to work for you is not necessarily going to work for someone else, and in fact, there might be many different things that work for you, each offered by different banks. And now, we can present those to you in a very, clean way, in a very straightforward way.
Now, when the market's booming like it is right now, and a lot of houses are being bought, a lot of purchases every month, the lenders are kind of in competition with each other, aren't they?
No, you better believe it. And we thrive in that environment, and we love the competition. We love to show you what we can do with regard to someone else and in compared to someone else. So we're quite good at what we do. We answer our phones, and we're very fast.
And the people who lend the money, that is to say the big box banks, are also in competition with each other to try to lend more. And that's where the advantage programs come from that
that's
you can
right.
You better believe it, but generally speaking, banks tend to be a little bit more diversified. They don't have to do mortgages, and so maybe they're not as compelled as, say,
again,
a mortgage company
would be. I use the B word, and I apologize, but it was a universal term. I mean money lenders.
You do that again, indeed. And I'm going to smack you silly, sir.
That's why I sit way over here on the other end of the counter.
There you go.
And let's face it, you're already silly.
You keep saying you answer your phones, but you never give the number.
281-813-0509. Hurry, operator is standing by.
Yeah, don't worry, folks. He turns his cell phone off while in the studio, so it won't go ringing and annoying us. And you know,
although that might be more interesting than any of the things we've done so far.
We hook up a little charger under his chair. It's like, hey, folks, call his phone right now and watch Mr. Brooks jump. Wow!
Right, the live video is online. At our
Minute 28 of the show, he was pronounced dead. Yes.
Yeah, but if you get a zap big enough in your seat, that's really going to put a different meaning on streaming video.
There you go. Here's some of the excess beta waves in the power line overloaded the entire system, yeah.
When they bring you the bedpan, don't get your foot caught in it.
Ooh. Clank, clank.